Chris, well into pre-season now, season not far away. How are things going?
Yeah, going well. I think, you know, the players have responding well. We've had some good sessions, we've had some good games. And, you know, we're looking forward, we've got four games left now to the start of the season. And we're looking forward to it. You know, the players have kept themselves in good shape, good fitness levels. The staff are really, really pleased with what's happened so far. And, you know, we're looking to kick on now. And, you know, I've had some good games so far, like I said. So we're looking forward to the rest of the games and the start of the season.
And we had Alex Fletcher sign at the weekend, and another big signing to announce today.
Yeah, Alex signed last week, pending international clearance. We're hoping we'll get that in a couple of days. And then we've signed Andy Jones, AJ, who I'm sure a lot of people will remember from his first spell here. So yeah, we're delighted that AJ's come back, and you know, it says a lot about what we're doing at this football club now, that you know, you get the players of, you know, the likes of Craig Williams, of Ross Stevens and Andy Jones, you know, experienced players in this league, and they want to come and play. You know, Andy'll got, you know, his versatility will be key for us this year. And you know, my time at the club, we've had awful luck with injuries at centre half level. So, you know, now we've got Kieran, Shane, Jordan and Andy all vying for spots there. And that's important that we last year we had to drop Tom in there at times, and you know, Tom did a great job. But you know, we need to make sure we've got that centre half cover. So you know, that's the reason we've got these players in, and you know, we're delighted with what we've got.
And you know, it was already a young squad before you made your signings this season. You put in, you know, a host of young players, but bringing AJ back in adds that a little bit more experience to the squad, doesn't it?
Of course, yeah. You know, and that was one of the things that when we sat down in the summer, you know, we looked at, and I think between Ross and Craig and AJ, you know, you're probably looking at, you know, 700 games plus in the league. You know, that's a lot. You know, they'll bring their experience, and you know, we need that times in during the season. As like I said, we're a young group and who are learning all the time, and you know, it'll add more. You know, we signed some good young players as well. In Alex Fletcher and John Wells, Ryan Kershaw, Joe Newton. So we've had a nice little mix of the group this year. A bit of youthful and then a bit of experience on top as well.
And you're up to 20-21 players now. Is that summer deals done, or are you always keeping your eye out for a good bargain?
I think in terms of ins, that'll be done. There might be a couple of players who might leave, just basic, as I say, because of the size of the squad and game time, everyone wants to be playing. But that might be something that might happen in the next 2 or 3 weeks of a pre-season. But you know, you can never rule anything sort of out in terms of bringing players in. But you know, we're really, really happy. You know, AJ's been one that we've been keeping an eye on his situation at Airbus, and he's changed his job, and which meant, you know, the travelling was a problem for him. So you know, it became a good solution for everyone for him to sign here. And we're delighted on him and Alex as well.
And this weekend, another friendly, Rushall Olympic, probably one of the toughest friendlies you can have in pre-season, so it'll be a good test for the lads.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's one of the games that we looked at. We wanted to have a good test. They're a good team. They're in the Evil Stick Premier League in the English system, so you know, it'd be good for us to go and measure ourselves against a good established non-league side over in England and see where we're at. And you know, we're expecting a tough game. I'm sure it will be.